Hi, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of the New in Real Estate podcast. I am Loida from Team BC in Southern California. Now, today is Monday, or as I like to call them, Money Mondays, because I'm pretty sure that you guys see all over social media, usually Mondays are the days that everyone dreads waking up because now they have to go back to school or back to work, and it's the beginning of the week, and I don't want to wake up and all that. But no, I know that if you're listening to this is because you want to be successful and you want to better yourself, and that is exactly why I called Mondays Money Mondays. There are so many opportunities out there for you to go out and get. And Monday is the beginning of the week. It's a brand new day. And it's your job to go out there and seek these opportunities that are waiting for you. So in today's episode, I want to touch a little bit more and talk a lot about planning for 2021. There are only a few weeks left in this year. And the reason that I want to talk about this is because over the past weekend, I had the awesome opportunity of masterminding with my team. So Team BC, in case you didn't know, we are nationwide and we have agents all over the East Coast and the West Coast. So what we did is that we met up in Florida. That's where we all flew into. And over the past 2 days, we masterminded and really broke down exactly what we want to achieve as a team and also individually for 2021. So with that being said, we went over so many different things that I figured, you know, this would be a great thing for me to share with my listeners. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Because if you're watching this on YouTube, or maybe you're listening on one of the streaming platforms, chances are that maybe you're new, or maybe you're a veteran, or maybe you are still seeking some guidance as to exactly how to plan to be successful, especially now that 2021 is around the corner. Perhaps you are right now in the process of getting your real estate license. I know that many of you that reach out to me all the time are telling me that you're just waiting for your state exam. Or some of you, you just got licensed and now you're just kind of taking everything in and trying to figure out exactly how to move forward. So in today's episode, I know I'm going to be covering a lot of things that hopefully will help you for a successful 2021. And hopefully to give you a better idea as for how it is that you need to be thinking in order to make sure that you actually achieve these goals and stay consistent. So the very first thing that I do want to mention, and this is specifically for the new real estate agents, is that once you begin, or maybe this was your first year, what you want to stop doing, because you're probably doing it, that is, do not be comparing yourself to others. Perhaps you watch me and Brian and many other YouTubers and real estate agents on social media, and you're probably thinking like, wow, they're so good. I want to be at their level. Or perhaps maybe you are already a part of a brokerage and you see other agents that maybe started around the same time that you did, and they're doing so much better than you. The key is to not compare yourself to others. And this is why. The reason that you do not want to compare yourself to others is because everyone is at completely different levels of skills. Everyone also has a completely different level in terms of their mindset and how they think, and even the thickness of their skin. You never know exactly how they have prepared, how much they practice, how much they role play. So in essence, you cannot be comparing yourself to others because you are not the same person. I remember when I was a brand new agent, I would do this all the time. I would compare myself to other newer agents and I would see them killing it and getting a listing or a buyer every other week or once a month at least. And I would think to myself, you know, I'm over here making all these calls. I'm door knocking. Why isn't anything happening? And something that you'll see is that you might start to get discouraged. But you know what? If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, this is a part of the process. So you have to just trust the process and know that eventually, if you are prospecting, if you're following up, if you're generating leads, eventually those leads will start converting. So that brings me to my next point. Let's say you are a completely new real estate agent. I can tell you it's probably going to take maybe 60 to 90 days for you to start filling up a funnel. a funnel of leads. So you're going to be making calls, or you're probably going to be going out door knocking. You're going to start to come across people that want to buy, sell, invest, maybe rent. So as soon as you start to figure out who these people are, they give you their information, you need to start putting them into a system, which I would like to call in this case a funnel. So think of it as a funnel. If you're watching on YouTube, you're kind of seeing me do the gestures. So this is the funnel. So once you start putting people in your funnel, the time that it usually takes for them to convert might be 30, 60, or even 90 days. So from the very first time that you put in your first person, chances are that if they were actually a lead, you might see them start converting 90 days later. So that's why usually you'll see many videos, especially if you've done your research as to how much money you have to have reserved once you get into real estate. Usually it can take up to 6 months by the time you actually get your first deal. And because of what I just mentioned, you put people in 90 days later, then that's when they start to convert. So let's say you got someone on January 1st. Let's say by the end of March, they're converting. Maybe they want to buy. Then let's say you find them a home. It takes 2 to 3 weeks. Then escrow is another 30 to 45 days. So now we're looking at like summer, end of summer, by the time that you actually get a paycheck. And that is just to give you an idea of how timeframes work. So it's not going to happen that your very first day you're going to make a call and you're going to get a lead. It's very possible. I mean, I don't want to rule it out, but the reality is that you're going to be making so many calls, and the key is for you to just understand that you need to really listen to see exactly who is a lead. And by lead, I mean someone who's looking to either buy or sell, especially if it's in like 30 days or less, or whatever your definition of a lead is. And along with that is just following up. So that is the very first thing that I want to bring up to you guys. Don't compare yourself to others, and also realize that it might take some time for you to start converting your leads. Now, the next thing that I want to make sure that you guys know is that you need to write down your goals for 2021. If you're new, you need to write down exactly how many transactions you want to do. Figure out what the average price point is in your area. And then from there, make calculations and figure out exactly what your gross commission income will look like. Or perhaps how much commission do you want to make for the entire year? Many times we only focus on a figure of how much money we want to make, but we don't reverse engineer or try to figure out exactly what it's going to take us to get there. So by doing these little things, this is what's going to help you get to your goal. And this is also what's going to help you realize what you need to do in order to hit your numbers. So write down your goals, how many transactions you want to do, how much commission you want to make, perhaps how much you want to sell in volume for properties. If you are open to working with rentals, what does that look like? If you only want to focus on buyers, if you only want to focus on sellers, you need to write all of this down. You also need to remember that you're probably not going to be working every single day. You're not going to be working 365 days. You're not going to be working the entire year. So you also have to plan for how many days you are going to work. How many days are you going to take for vacation? Perhaps you're only going to work Monday through Friday, so that's 5 days a week, and you're only going to work 40 weeks in a year. I'm not sure. You have to figure that out. Or maybe you are only working Wednesday and Saturday. Perhaps you're doing real estate part-time. All of these are little things that you need to think of. Along with that, what does your schedule look like? Are you working from 8 to 5, from 9 to 6? I mean, you got to figure that out. In many of my YouTube videos, I always say, if you're brand new and if you don't have any deals, you need to be prospecting. So whether that's on the phones or at the doors, you need to be generating leads. And if you don't have any leads, then you have to continue prospecting. So what does prospecting look like for you? Figure that out. For me, prospecting is making calls. I call expireds for sale by owners. I also circle prospect around neighborhoods. I know a lot of people call that going after the geo leads. So who are the sources that you're going after? So going back to my routine, I prospect from 8 to 11:30 and then in the afternoons as well, usually from 4 to 6. Because from my experience, I have seen that a lot of people answer their phones in the later in the evening. The afternoons are set for admin work. That's where I input any person that gave me their information. I have a system where they go. I put their name, their phone number, their email, any notes, any reminders. So that's how I have built my funnel. And then eventually it just starts converting. My past clients are sending me referrals. I'm staying in touch with my past clients as well. I'm also reaching out to my sphere of influence. I'm staying consistent with social media and posting and staying relevant and top of mind with all of those that follow me. So these are just more things that I want you guys to think of. So once you narrow down exactly how many hours you're going to be working, you need to figure out how many hours a day you're going to be working. And ultimately, that's how you're going to be able to really see if the hours and the days that you're working is actually going to help you get to your goal. Now, the next thing that I want you guys to also think of is that aside from real estate, which is your business, you also have to plan out for the things that you want to accomplish, your goals for spirituality, with your relationships, your finances, your wellness, your lifestyle, because all of these things make you who you are. So depending on how you live your life with your spirituality, maybe you go to church, maybe you want to start incorporating going to church in 2021, or maybe you want to take more time for yourself in 2021. Maybe you want to take time to spend with your kids or your family because this past year you really didn't do that. All of these things need to be written down as well. Another important thing that you need to remember and also take into consideration is that you have to be cautious as to who you surround yourself with. Going into real estate or any business where it's all commission-based, there will always be people that say negative things or that doubt you or that question why you're doing it. So you need to realize that you have to surround yourself with like-minded individuals. Now, for those of you that are listening to this and have been in my boot camps in the past, you know that you have access to that Facebook group for a lifetime. And if you're listening to this and you have no idea what I'm talking about, this year, 2020, I started a new and real estate agent boot camp where I pretty much broke down everything that you need to know as a new real estate agent. And everything was held inside of a private Facebook group, which everyone has a lifetime access to. And the awesome thing about this Facebook group is that everyone in there is like-minded. They all have the same goals and the aspirations to be successful real estate agents. And ultimately, having this Facebook group that will always be open gives everyone an opportunity to always network and always also reach out to each other for role-playing or just any accountability. So if you don't have that, start looking for something like that. I will be having another boot camp and it will start in February. So if you're interested in that, I'm going to have a link in the bottom in the description box. That way you guys can check it out and be the first to be notified when you can register for that. But yeah, the boot camp that I'm going to be holding, that would be a great way for you to start to surround yourself with other like-minded individuals. Along with that, maybe find someone at your brokerage. Find others. Some of you might realize that your friends and your family are the complete opposite of the type of people that you need to be around. So you just need to be cautious of how much time you spend with those people. Because if they are negative, then they're going to bring you down. They're always going to be questioning you. And then you're going to be questioning yourself as to whether or not you should actually be doing this. So remember, you can't surround yourself with negativity. You always have to be working on yourself. I would recommend reading, watching videos online. There's so many on YouTube. Do affirmations and just really believe in yourself that you're doing everything the right way and everything that you're doing is going to lead you to your end goal, whatever your goal that you had set for yourself was. Now, lastly, I want to talk about something that is more visual, and that is creating a vision board. Now, the reason that a vision board I feel is really important is because it allows you to see your goals in the form of a picture. So you can put on there anything that's your goal of what you want to achieve in 2021. Look for a picture online. You can print it at home, or you can print it at like a CVS or a Rite Aid. It's only like 10 cents a picture. And it can be absolutely anything that you want to achieve. So perhaps it's buying your first investment property. Look for a picture that resonates with what you want and print it. Perhaps it's getting a new car. Now, if you are doing something like this, like getting a new car, like what kind of car is it? What color is it? What features does it have? You have to be very specific. A lot of times people are just really general in what they say that they want. And you have to realize that you have to be very specific, because the time when that thing comes, you'll know exactly that that is what's meant for you. Just to give you a quick example. So 2 years ago, I got my car. It's a Porsche Macan GTS. And I knew that I wanted that car. It's an SUV. Now, did I need to have it? I didn't. But I knew that it's something that I had worked very hard for. And it's something that I was able to attain easily. And when I put it in my vision board, I was very specific with the color, the trim, the model, the color of the rims, the color of the brakes. I mean, absolutely everything. So when I saw the car that I now have, I was like, you know what? This is it. This is exactly what I want. This is what's on my vision board. I wasn't going to settle for any other color aside from what I wanted and what I had put on there. So that's why you have to be very specific with whatever it is. If you're going to be getting a property or just whatever it is, be specific to the T. The more specific you are, the better. And lastly, I know I said the last one was the last one, but lastly, as we end this episode right now, I just want you to also take some time to write down a list of all of the great things that happened this year and all of the things that could have been better that you will improve on for next year. I don't want you to think that, oh, you know, this entire year was super negative. COVID came, I got my license in February, and then everything shut down, and this was just like a crappy year and I'm so over it. Perhaps it was, but you know what? There's a lot of agents out there that still killed it this year. And like I said at the beginning, when I started this episode, there are so many opportunities out there for you that you just need to go out there and find them. So what are you going to be doing differently next year? What are you going to start to implement next year? Perhaps you haven't done any social media and you've been thinking about starting a YouTube channel or getting on Instagram and Facebook. Or maybe you're like, you know, I want to do video, but I'm just so scared to pick up that camera. Perhaps that's the thing that you need to start doing for 2021. So that's it for this episode. I hope that you guys enjoyed it and took a lot of value in everything that I said. If you need to, make sure to go back and listen once again with your pen and your notepad and just take a lot of notes. Because ultimately, you have to be ready. You have to be prepared. You have to take your business and your life very serious. So by planning ahead and writing down your goals, it's going to tell your mind, you know what, these are the things that I want and that I need to accomplish, and I know that I'm going to be committed to doing. So thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed it, make sure that you subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening. And if you're on YouTube, make sure you give this video a like and share it with somebody else. And I'll see you on the next episode.